messages from the foot of the cross, the testimony of glory. The hour of glory, Jesus' glory. Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came to worship at the feast. And then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor. My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. And others said, "An angel has spoken to him." And then Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. And then the people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Let's talk about this passage here. This passage was on Passover. This is the feast that the Lord was in Jerusalem for with his disciples. And he was saying that he was about ready to die. "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." He was glorifying God by his death because it was the will of God in order to give salvation to all those who would believe on his name. And he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. And this is the passage I love. "If anyone serves me," he's telling us how to serve him, "follow me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will also be." And then we need to pray, "Well, Lord, where are you? Let me be where you are. Let me follow you. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." And the Lord is saying his soul was troubled. And for this purpose he came. He came to die to redeem a people unto himself, all who would believe on his name. And the voice from heaven said, "I've glorified it and will glorify it again." He has glorified it by the works Jesus produced, that he was from God, the miracles, the healings, the resurrection from the dead. He had just raised up Lazarus several days before and was about to go to the cross, lay down his life, and take it up and raise himself from the dead. That was a glorious eternal life, that he validated everything that he said, that he was from God. He came from heaven. He was with God before the earth was foundations were laid. And he is the Aleph and the Tau, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All things were made in and by and through him. And he came and humbled himself, emptied himself of all of his glory, took on the form of a servant. and even suffered the shame and the humiliation of death on the cross. He took yours and my place in death for our sins, that his blood might cleanse us and give us eternal life. Praise his great and holy name. He judged the world, and he lifted up from the earth. That it was, he was lifted up on the cross, signifying the death he was going to die. And he said that he was the light, and that we are to walk and follow in this light. Otherwise, if we walk in darkness, we don't know where we're going. The sons of light and the sons of darkness, these are the two kingdoms. There's no gray matter in here. You're either in white or black. You're either in the light or you're in the darkness. And this is Jesus' glory. For this reason, he came to the earth. To all who would believe on him, he would give them the right to become the children of God, not of earthly parents, but of the Father, the Creator, born of the Father God Almighty. We are now children of the light. We are the people of the light. And our testimony is that we glorify the Lord Jesus and we give testimony of his glory, his purpose, and who he is. Revelation 12:10 said, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them." Testifying of Jesus, our testimony of what God has done, and testifying of him by his blood. And we do not love this life, but we love the eternal life and the light that we walk in when we receive Jesus as our Savior. I tell you, whatever I tell you in the dark, you speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than the sparrows. Matthew 10:27 and 32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. And following the testimony of Jesus in Matthew 16:4, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? These are questions that men and women and children are constantly faced with. What does it matter if you sell out just to have it all now and you lose your soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Bowl of beans? Are you cheap ticket trinkets? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And let's see in Isaiah 43 that you are the Lord's witnesses, that Jesus is God. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that you may know and believe me. This is how we testify. We come out and we say, here's the truth. I'm going to witness to you that Jesus is the servant who God the Father has chosen, that you may know him and believe on Jesus and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed. And there is no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work. And who will reverse it? Isaiah 43:9-13. And God works, and who can reverse it? Jesus is God. This is our testimony. This is the truth. We testify, we bear witness to the world. He is God, and there is no other. John 5:18. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, that is Jesus, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but he has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. This is the testimony of Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Messiah.